some beats, Lalo? My guest right now is Lalo Alcaraz.
Yeah, that's right. Con la cola por detrás, as they say.
Author of La Cucaracha, nationally syndicated comic strip, the first of its kind of a Latino nature. Also writer and consultant for the new Fox animated series, Border Town.
Let's hear it for me, yeah.
I hear Border Town, and I think, wow, is this going to be controversial? It's executive produced by Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah.
We know how he gets down with, like, Family Guy.
Yeah.
So tell me about, was it Mexifornia?
Mexifornia is the fictional border town of the show. It is a show about two characters, a angry border patrolman, a white guy, that doesn't understand why his hardworking Mexican immigrant neighbor is doing better than he is. The world is changing around him. You know, whites became the minority in California. They keep announcing that over and over, right?
Shh, it's a secret.
Hey, as I've always said, be nice to minorities. So. now more than ever. But so the show's about how the friction between the two cultures and really the similarities of the families, mm-hmm. and the differences, and it's a really great show. But it's talking about the demographic changes in America.
Okay, how do you know the line between making a point and making a joke and being mean-spirited or showing malice?
Well, you know, in my work as a political cartoonist, you know, I forgot if it was Jon Stewart or somebody said, you know, it's hard to be a political comedian because, you know, you have your conscience. You're trying to do jokes that don't do harm,
right?
And that punch up and not down and all that good stuff. And so I, as a cartoonist, am used to coming up with punchlines and jokes and things that have a point. And so I try to bring that to the big writing staff at Border Town. Let's do an edgy joke. Let's make fun of, you know, someone's culture, but let's have a point.
It almost sounds like you're going to get more hate mail potentially from Latinos than you would any other.
I was going to say I can't possibly get more hate mail than I do now.
Oh, well, you got to read mine sometime.
I know. Let's share.
Right.
Let me answer. Actually, my best hate letter I ever got, the guy told me to go back to Africa.
Get out of
yeah.
here.
Yeah. What are you telling
you're,
me
you're,
too?
You read my hate mail.
Yeah. I think we got switched, but you know. I hope that, you know, if you're a political comedian or a satirist and you don't annoy somebody, you're really not doing your job.
My guest right now is Lalo Alcaraz. We're speaking about Border Town, which is going to premiere on Fox's executive produced by Seth MacFarlane
January 2016.
And I have to believe that as we move into this election season in earnest, Donald Trump, is he good or bad for business? I got to ask the question.
Well, Donald Trump is good for undocumented workers because apparently he hires about half of them in the country. So, no, but for our show, I mean, any, you know, a Fox TV executive told me, well, you know, last year during the Murrieta child blockade, you know, yep. when the kids from Central America were coming to the border, he tells me, well, this is great. The border issue is going to stay in the news because of Murrieta. I'm like, dude, the border issue has never gone away for, you know, almost, 200 years. It's never going to go away. We have lots of stuff that we can comment on. It's never going to stop. Donald Trump, he's just making me my cartooning easy this week, which is
easy,
good.
Easy. How do you know whether this program is a success beyond just ratings? How do you know that you are making the points that you want to make? Because you're telling me that you want to make a substantive point here.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
if it gets lost in all the, what I'll say is just the noise of complaints, which may come or may not come.
Sure.
How do you know if you're getting the job done?
If my bank account is depleted, then yeah, that's not good. But I had a screening here in San Diego, which is my hometown, we had a screening last night, a full episode of Border Town. And what I noticed in the crowd at the Centro Cultural de la Raza in Balboa Park.
Say that one more time.
Centro Cultural de la Raza in Balboa Park.
The cultural center of race and something.
Yeah, you know, La Raza is the people.
The people.
Yeah. And it's an art center where I grew up. You know, I learned how to paint murals at this place when I was a 15-year-old cholo. And what I noticed is the 25-year-olds, the 20-year-olds in the crowd, they were absorbing the show. They were nodding their heads. They were laughing. And of all ethnicities, you know, and because, you know, the new millennial generation, man, they're way more open than, and it's how every generation is, more open than the previous one. This one's super open and also on their phones all the time. And that's what we hope is that they start sending around all these clips from Bordertown because...
Okay. But do you think it's more for millennials or grown folks like you and me who need to be taught a lesson because we seem to be less open than this millennial generation?
Well, I've always said, I don't know if it applies to other communities, but Latinos are very irony deficient. You know, sometimes we look at stuff and it is just what we see. We take it literally, you know, mm-hmm. in front of our faces. And so... my job as, you know, working in pop culture and cartoons and satire is to bring another level of comedy, of thought, and that's what I hope that Bordertown will accomplish. You know, it is executive produced by Seth MacFarlane. He doesn't really have a lot to do with the day-to-day stuff because that's how Hollywood works. Mm-hmm. I sign my name because I'm the guy that made you
It's still a
lot
powerful
of money.
Name. It carries weight.
It is. It you know, a lot of Latinos don't like Seth MacFarlane, of course, you know, because of... They're not into Family Guy. They're not into American Dad. And there's parts of those shows where, you know, I just cringe. And other parts, I fall over, die laughing.
Even
you know?
You cringe, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, I was on NPR, and they played a clip of a Family Guy episode to show me, you know, here's an offensive clip from Family Guy. They played it, and they came back to me, and I was laughing, and they didn't know what to say, like, hey, we thought that you would be offended by this, you know, racist clip. And, I don't know. I collect Mexican jokes. You know, I think ethnic comedy is hilarious. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of the stuff from, you know, the 60s and 70s. I love Dick Gregory, Richard Pryor. I love all that stuff, you know. And I think that we should, you know, learn to become a little less sensitive in that department. You know, let's all laugh with each other.
Well, we're going to find out in January, right, if we can become less sensitive.
We sure are.
We're live from the Fox Sports Grill in San Diego at the Hilton Bayfront. This is the Mo Kelly Show.
Hey, where's my waitress?
We're going to talk peanuts when we come back.
All
KFI
right.
AM 640. Now, Michael Crozier has your news.
Donald Trump says his controversial comments about immigration